Timbertwig catches a marrow. One fine morning, Timbertwig strolled into the kitchen to find Granny Nott preparing the dinner.
Now let me see, she muttered. I need a good sprinkling of frog's eggs, a pinch of soil, and some mouldy green mushrooms. Lovely.
Yuck, said Timbertwig. What do you call it?
I call it the Granny Nott Not So Hot Pot. And it's no good screwing up your face, my lad. Only the best bits go into my hot pot.
Timbertwig picked up a long, thin dish.
What's this for?
It's for serving a marrow.
Ooh, I've never seen a marrow. How do you cook it?
A wicked gleam came into Granny Nott's eye.
Cook it? You've got to catch it first,
she said, sniggering to herself.
What do they look like? Asked Timbertwig excitedly. Do they have six horns, three eyes, and a wooden leg?
Oh, dear, what an imagination. No, a marrow looks like a great fat sausage, and it's green and yellow. Perhaps you'd like to catch one for me.
Yes, please, replied Timbertwig. Then we could cook it for dinner.
Here's a cardboard box to catch it in, and take that horrible pet spider of yours with you.
Abigail, the magic spider, peeped out from her window in Timbertwig's hat and tried to cast a spell on Granny Nott. But by the time she'd looked in her book to find one, Timbertwig was already well on his way. He asked all his friends if they'd ever seen a marrow. The mushroom man, who lived on Hawthorne Hill, shook his spotty head from side to side, and the tickling trees in the valley shrugged their shoulders. Just when he was about to give up, he heard a rustling sound as something approached from the nearby bushes. Timbertwig quickly set his trap. First, he propped up the box with a stick. Then, holding the end of a length of string tied to the stick, he hid behind a fallen tree and waited. The rustling of the bushes grew louder and louder until finally a large green and yellow marrow moved into the clearing. First it ran one way and banged into a tree stump. Then it backed away and tripped over a root. Finally, it headed towards the trap, nearer and nearer, until...
Got you!
Timbertwig pulled on the string and sprang the trap. He expected to hear loud cries of rage and to see the box shake and jump. But everything went quiet. Slowly, he put his ear to the lid of the box.
Oh, help us! Help us!
Cried high-pitched voices from inside.
What's happening?
Timbertwig lifted up the box to find a family of tiny ants climbing round the marrow.
Look out! Run for your lives!
They all screamed.
Don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you, said Timbertwig. I only wanted to catch the marrow.
The ants all started chuckling and rolling off the top of the marrow with laughter.
You can't catch a marrow,
said the ant leader.
It's a vegetable, and we were carrying it. Someone's been pulling your leg.
Then Timbertwig remembered how Granny had laughed and blushed to think how silly he'd been.
Well, what do a family of ants need a marrow for, then?
We'll show you,
replied the leader.
Down at Bilberry Brook.
All the ants climbed onto the brim of his hat, and Timbertwig set off with a marrow under his arm.
By the way, he said to the leader, what's your name?
Brilly. They call me that because I'm the cleverest ant in Wiggly Wood. Brilly ant. Get it?
All the ants began to chuckle again, and this time it woke Abigail. She screamed as she poked her head through her little door.
I'm not having my hat turn into a home for stray insects.
And she slammed her door. Timbertwig saw the ants' problem as soon as they reached Bilberry Brook. Because of heavy rain, the water had risen higher and higher until the banks were nearly overflowing. And right next to the river stood a tall anthill.
Oh, so you wanted the marrow to help you dam the brook, said Timbertwig, before your home was flooded.
That's right,
replied Brilly.
It was the biggest thing we could carry.
I know just the person to help you, said Timber Twig, tapping on Abigail's door.
Go away, she cried. I'm not having my home overrun by ants.
But Abigail, if you can help, the ants will stay here in Bilberry Brook, said Timber Twig, and he explained the problem.
Oh, all right then.
And Abigail produced her book of spells.
I found just the thing, she announced, and began waving her magic wand. Diggledy doggledy daggledy doat, make for the anthill a clean flowing moat.
The little ants shrieked as sparkling blue magic dust exploded above them. When the dust had settled, the ants looked on in horror. Their anthill had disappeared.
Where's our home?
They cried.
What have you done?
Oh, I really must be more careful, mumbled Abigail. Instead of a clean flowing moat, I've made a green rowing boat.
The ants scurried up the bank of Bilberry Brook, and there, bobbing about on the water, was the anthill in a little green boat.
Abigail, you're a genius,
shouted Brilly.
I am?
Yes, can't you see? We'll never have to worry about the floods again. We can sail around Bilberry Brook and anchor our home wherever we like.
Hooray for Timber Twig and Abigail,
cried all the ants.
How can we ever repay you?
Said Brilly. Timber Twig picked up Brilly on the tip of his finger.
There is one thing you could do for me, he said, and he whispered his plan.
Oh, there you are,
said Granny Knot as Timber Twig came in with his cardboard box.
Well, did you catch a marrow?
Yes, Granny, I did, he replied, placing the box on the floor.
Oh, this I must say,
she chuckled as she opened the box. But Granny Knot was in for a surprise. The marrow jumped out and chased her around the kitchen, knocking over pots and pans, buckets and brooms as it ran riot.
No, take it away,
she shrieked, jumping onto a stool.
Take it away!
Finally, the marrow ran straight into the stool and tipped Granny Knot bottom first into the hot pot. Timber Twig and Abigail laughed until they cried as Brilly and the other ants scurried off into Wiggly Wood.
What's so funny?
Snapped Granny Knot.
Get me out of here at once!
I just remembered what you said, laughed Timber Twig. Only the best bits go into your not-so-hot hot pots.
And Granny Knot began to laugh as loud as anyone in Wiggly Wood had ever heard.
Oh, yeah, I did.